Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome everybody to Pop Culture Stars for February the 6th. This is Dr. John. Glad to be here with everybody. I got a question for you. How is your state of your union? For us, that question translates into what is the state of our pop culture star? So tonight, we're all going to give our individual state of pop culture stars report. And we're going to see what happens. I bet it's going to be kind of crazy and wild and a lot of fun. First of all, of course, tonight we have one of the best wrestlers I know and a great guy, a great actor, a really great humanitarian and a lot of fun to hang out with. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Papa Stro, the Maestro. How are you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Lots going on. Knee deep in the Dust series right now, kickstarting season 3. A lot of exciting stuff happening ahead for you guys who are fans of the Dust series. So keep an eye out for that.
Well, that sounds good. You can tell us more about that on your State of the Star address, if you would, please. Todd, what's up? Is it cold up there in Indiana?
No, believe it or not, we are actually scheduled to hit 61 degrees tomorrow.
Beautiful.
So as far as that goes, even with the rain, I am going to be outstanding to supernatural. However, before Friday is over, we're going to be right back at like 11 degrees. So I got that going for me.
So you might as well be in North Carolina.
Right? It's just,
yeah.
Man, all I can say is I'm assuming Mother Nature's going through the change.
Maybe, who knows? Now, if you want to talk about the weather, I made a phone call today to northern Minnesota to our good friend Jen Cruz of the Chief Watchers. And I said, Jen, how's everything up there? She said, oh, Dr. John, it's great. If you like a snowstorm, 12 inches of snow, and it's like negative 20. I said, oh, how nice. She said, yeah, we're having just another one. We got a lot of snow already. It's like we don't need any more, but here it is, and I'm glad to be inside. And I can imagine it would be a good thing to be inside negative 20 and the snow falling. I mean, I think we're talking about for her, she's dreaming of a Snow White Valentine's Day instead of a White Christmas. We're not supposed to talk about White Christmas. I guess that's bad news. But anyway, sorry about that. Sorry to being succumbed to the political correctness. Tonight, the pop culture stars, we're going to discuss the state of our individual stars. What have we got going on? We're each going to give our mini State of the Star address and see what happens. I think we've all got a lot of great things going on, maybe some good, some bad, some interesting or whatever. So I'm going to start with the one and only Todd. Todd, give us your State of the Star address.
I want to take a shot at some folks in parenting and not passing stuff on. I got a number of younger guys that work with me, right? And the one guy, he's only seen like a handful of movies that were ever done in black and white. So there's a huge variety within the pop culture. That means he never seen any of the old classic B monster movies. He never, you know, he'd never seen the two granddaddies of them all. He never seen the original King Kong. He never seen the original Godzilla, King of the Monsters. Seriously. And he actually counts Wizard of Oz as a black and white movie.
Huh?
I'm just saying. All right. So
he does,
here's
he does
the best
part. Right? He does know what with color.
And here's, well, we all know how it starts. However, but here's the best part. The other kid, the young one that sits next to me, you know, when he goes and does his workout, he's got these bright red gym shoes. And I'm like, so there's no place like home. Where's Toto? He goes, huh? What? He never even stinking seen The Wizard of Oz. So whether you want to call that fantasy, a musical, because it rightly qualifies as both, the there is so much culture that some of these generations haven't seen, and it's like the parents haven't taught them, hey, there's this cool old movie I ought to show you. And I, it is 2019, guys, right? So we are way past, you know, only being able to have so many VHS tapes because of the amount of space they took up. You know, we're clean past the stinking DVD routine. That's, you know, not that they take up any space, but still, you know, I mean, it's just, it's amazing how much stuff is not passed on. For people not to have seen It's a Wonderful Life at Christmas time because it's a black and white movie. What a tale that movie is. Just a ton of classic movies, and it's just the black and white stuff. We don't even get into the various color movies that they haven't seen. So I'm, you know, taking a shot at the parenting for stuff that parents don't pass on. I mean, like the one kid heard of the Three Stooges but never seen them. Really?
What?
All right. That was kind of my reaction, John. Heard of the Three Stooges but never seen them. It's amazing.
Well, what a loss.
That's what I'm thinking.
I mean,
I haven't seen
the Three Stooges or the Little Rascals or anything great like that. Mickey Mouse Club.
Seriously. Yeah, I mean, the old Hal Roach productions with the Argan comedies. The unbelievable. I mean, there's just so much stuff. What about all the... How many old gangster movies? Anything with Humphrey Bogart? There's a ton of stuff.
Or Public Enemy
Number
One.
Queen. Just African Queen. What a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Just. How do you not try to pass some of that stuff off, not pass it off, you know, that your youngins can learn from that? It's, I don't know. It's the, so I'm trying to influence that sphere of things around me. I mean, for goodness sake, neither of them have ever seen Full Metal Jacket.
That's sad.
And they know catchphrases for movies, right? They, they hear some of the youth challenge folks talk about things, and they have no idea. You should see their eyes glaze over. Brutal. Just
Todd, it makes us glad we're who we are, doesn't it?
Why, yes, sir, it does, Dr. John. Indeed, it does. Just, yeah, spend a lot of time going, what? Wow. I just do.
You know,
that's
I was talking with I got to jump in here. I was talking with Cody, my business partner and friend, and
I mentioned Cody.
We were somehow talking about conspiracies. I said, the Zapruder tape. He said, well, what's that? I said, do you not know about the Kennedy assassination? Have you not spent at least one hour on a documentary and seen the Zapruder film? I said, no. I said, well, I highly suggest you do. You might learn something about the way the feds operate. Let's put it that way. And I mean, it's like you can't even talk to people. Legitimately, Papa Stroh and I, we have lunch, and if we hadn't both seen the same film, we wouldn't have a conversation because it's great. I'm sorry, Todd. You hit my.
Oh no, you're fine.
You hit one of my pet peeves is lack of knowledge of true pop culture. True pop culture.
There is. Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of stuff out there that they just, I don't know, culture wise. I mean, I had something else that it occurred to me because y'all know that mostly I'm just doing what I can to keep the nose to the grindstone and making trips to help support the portion of the family in Ohio, that kind of stuff. And it occurs to me that, and you guys know how I am, I'll go there and I'll cook them something they haven't ate before. And when John said referencing things pop culture, it's kind of mind-blowing since Food Network came out, how many stars have come from that network and from all those different food things. Because I think we can remember growing up, there was a limited number of things, mostly on PBS, stuff like that. Some of the folks that would do the cooking, we had, Graham Kerr, the Galloping Gourmet, and of course, Julia Child, stuff like that. And I don't know, I think all three of us remember my favorite Julia Child skit was done on Saturday Night Live. What a little cultural thing that is. I mean, we got stuff on mainstream networks, you know, from Hell's Kitchen on down the line that were all spawned from the Food Network. So food has become its own pop culture. Just a thought.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're right. And
kind of amazing.
And it's something great to talk about. So, yeah.
Good.
You got to know about pop culture. That's what we are. And that's what we've all done. We've grown up with it. We've lived with it. And now we can comment on it like intelligent people. So Todd, I think you hit a real chord with a lot of people that listen to this show. They really like that. You know, people don't know pop culture. 25-year-olds don't know what happened in 1960. I mean, they'd be hard pressed. I'm sorry, some of you smart 25-year-olds, but they'd be hard pressed to name the presidents back to FDR. And some people don't know what FDR is. And some people don't even know what the real New Deal was versus the Green New Deal. And so, I mean, I don't know. Okay, I'll shut up and let you finish your State of the Star talk.
That and while I was on a food thing, I was trying to figure out between, you know, we all know food is health. We are what we eat. And I've been real lucky. Blueberries, I've been able to find them on sale a lot lately. And everybody knows that they've got a lot of antioxidants. And so me being me and overthinking things, I'm thinking, oh my God, does that mean I'm starting to rust? Because, you know, it sounds like it's trying to stop me from oxidizing. Or...
We need to keep Dave from oxidizing. Go ahead, Todd.
Or, even worse, is this an Annie White thing? Because if it's an antioxidant, look at me with my accidental features. Just a thought.
Okay.
Just a thought. I don't know. It's antioxidants. Just saying. Yeah, I know. It sounds great together, but clearly look at the spelling. I'm tracking. It's just random thoughts at the top of my head.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not antibiotics. It's antibiotics. You know, Anna, So it's antibiotics now. There's no antibiotics. And it's inflammatory, has to be inflammatory, because they don't realize inflammatory means to inflame. So, yeah. Okay. Good now. All right. Well, Todd, is that your State of Your Star address? Have you hit it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Out of the park, too. That was great. All right. Well, as we're all giving our State of Our Star address, our the state of who we are and what we think and what we do, I want to turn it over to Papa Stro. How you doing tonight, Papa Stro? Can't wait to hear what your State of Your Star address is.
Between the night before and Todd there, it's really hard to follow. My goodness. Two great speeches. Man.
Thanks, brother.
I guess, yeah, there's a lot to talk about. I mentioned various topics on the show before, like the humor being neglected nowadays because of the PC environment and all that, and like the comedy shows of yesteryear. You know, you don't see much of that nowadays. I just kind of lost its luster. But on a more serious note, and then this kind of goes way off topic from what we've been talking about. All this policy about killing babies in different states and bragging about killing babies and uses a political motive to get an office position. It's just a lot of things you can work with, a lot of other things you can kind of lean with and be let things slide. But I'm sorry. When it comes to a baby's life and when they're considered a living human being, that's beyond anything political, right or left. That's beyond anything that we choose. That we have, I mean, we're not God, okay? We don't, it's not our choosing whether someone lives or dies unless they are to the point where they're dying, to the point where they are suffering, to the point where there's no hope. If that's a living human being, that's healthy and can offer so much to the world, especially a living baby that has no consciousness of right and wrong and doesn't even know what's good and what's bad in this world. And one of the most innocent things and closest things we have to angels on this earth are being killed off. I'm sorry. That's the most. A person that does stuff like that, to me, has no soul. They're not human. I mean, that's the most inhumane thing anybody could ever do. And to say a woman has a right to do it because of her body, no, she doesn't. None of us have that right. When something is living and breathing and you want to kill it, that's murder. I don't care how sugar-coated the term is. I don't care how much you want to make light of it. It's murder. You're killing a human life. You're killing a living, breathing human being, and that is wrong. And I'm not just talking about the State of the Union address. I'm just talking about in general. When people stand and cheer for certain things, but yet they make light out of killing babies. I'm sorry. That's just anybody with a heart, brain, and a conscience know. Yes, that's just wrong. That's just pure evil, and we shouldn't be. That shouldn't even be in discussion in this country. Really, I mean, it really shouldn't. So, I mean, I'm just kind of stating my piece. Whether people want to agree with me or not, I really don't care because, you know, I know it's right. And, you know, people will have opinions about whatever. That's fine. That's their right. They're, go ahead. But with me, killing babies, no, that's not happening with me, man. No. No way.
It's a combination of a lack of moral compass and doggone amazing lack of personal responsibility between the two, and just pure, it's a pure amazing lack of any form of integrity, because all you hear is how that's not a life yet, or it's not a person yet, but if you were to DNA test that fetus, it's clear what that fetus is. You're not going to confuse that fetus with, I don't know, some type of bovine,
right?
On the DNA test, it's. I mean, you know, they say they use the science for that stuff, but they're lying about the science.
Exactly.
Just stinking amazing.
Unbelievable.
I just want to meet the person who's going to administer said procedure. You could pitch it in any direction you want, but I want to meet the person who is going to do this. And for anybody who's ever lost a child, I can tell you what, you want to talk about some devastating news. And for people to make such a callous, jacked up, and the hell, I can't attach any word to it. It's just that far out. How anybody could do that, to make that call and then take it a step further and have somebody who does it for a living. It's just beyond thought. And I'm disgusted. And to me, as soon as you get a heartbeat, there's a soul attached to that. And I don't give a damn whether you're Christian, Muslim, agnostic, whatever the hell you are, it's fine. You still have a soul. And to even think, you know, for all the technology we have now with sonograms and 3D printing and 4D printing and all that kind of stuff, hey, we're going to find out, we're having a gender release party and all this kind of stuff. How anybody can go through all of that and then just decide, hey, you know what, I'm not feeling this. And let me go on and say this one step further to drive the nail further down in the coffin, that whoever, whatever individual says, I don't want the child, please do said procedure to me. If that person loses one night's worth of sleep or sheds one tear, they need to have their ass kicked.
Mm-hmm. Well, just a simple thought on the process, Dave. I'm going to slide in real quick. I don't know if anybody ever noticed or did the simple math, but the only people that are pro-abortion were never aborted. Just saying.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Right.
Imagine that.
Just some simple math.
Well, I'll tell you what. I just saw today that there's a gentleman in India who is suing his parents because they had him. He's 35 years old, so he's had a wonderful life, appreciates everything, but he didn't really care to be born, so he is suing his parents.
Well,
now, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
You know what? That's an easy enough fix, because while I am anti-abortion, there's enough fully formed adults that I'm kind of I got to admit, there are times I think about retroactive abortions.
Okay.
They can be 35 years old. Who's to say he couldn't be aborted yet? Think about it.
Well, that's true. Mm. I was stunned. I mean, that's just like, in fact, that's not news. Why would you publish that on CNN and Fox News and the Drudge Report? Why? That's not even news.
That made the Drudge Report? Well, Drudge may have done it to point out the stupidity.
Maybe he did, but it just
where CNN would have found people to, you know, sit there and lead the charge for the poor man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
CNN would have found an advocate for him. Drudge might have been pointing out the stupidity.
Maybe. But I just saw that. I had to read it twice to understand what it said. I didn't understand it. I couldn't understand it. I'm just so grateful to still be around. Gee. Life's not perfect, but so what? I think it's better than the alternative. I don't care to find out just yet. So, but yeah, that's just amazing. Well, Papa Stroh, I think we all, I think you've got some Confederates here. Confederate meaning someone who agrees with you, in case anyone doesn't understand that nice noun or potentially an adjective, but that's what it is. So is that your state of the star for tonight?
That those crappy commercials in the Super Bowl, oh, my God. First, the Captain Marvel trailer. Oh, dear God, help us. You know, I'm usually down with Marvel, and I usually got faith in Marvel. And Marvel's never let me down yet. But Captain Marvel, I don't know. This is the first movie I've seen that Samuel Jackson's great, Jude Law's great, Annette Bening's great, but the main character, dear Lord, I don't know. I think this will be the first Marvel movie I'll pass. Honestly, I'm watching the theater. And Endgame, I tell you, Avengers Endgame looks. I'm so hyped for that. I mean, that was like the best 40-second trailer I've ever seen, as far as hyping up a film. So I'm really excited about Avengers Endgame.
Cool.
I don't know if I told you, I finally got to see the doggone it. What was the last one that happened? The Infinity Wars.
Mm-hmm.
I finally got to see that. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, wasn't that battle scene awesome at the end?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Just so much stuff going on in that movie. I mean, just a lot of action things. That was definitely pretty solid. Finally got to see it. Man, that was so
awesome. Mm-hmm.
I dare say it was worth the wait.
Great.
Well, that's a good one. I'm sure that's right. But I tell you what, I was a lot unimpressed with the Super Bowl commercials. I really was.
Oh, my God. Oh, geez. The only thing positive the whole night was seeing Gladys Knight perform the national anthem.
Yeah, and then some reporter said, well, Gladys, do you think that's going to hurt your career? Well, no, I think it made your career. That was the crowning achievement after – rainy night in Georgia. Golly.
Yeah, midnight train to Georgia. Good grief. Speaking of food pop culture, she has a pretty successful restaurant that has a chicken and waffle feature.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Fried chicken and waffles?
Yes, sir.
Put maple syrup on it. You put maple syrup on it, and it rocks. I'm gonna tell you that. Woo!
I did tell you at Christmas that I got a bottle of homemade maple syrup from one of my workmates. The real deal stuff. That's just, there are some amazing people on the planet that got some mad skills.
Well, that's great. I love real maple syrup. I didn't know what real maple syrup was until I had it.
Oh, I forgot to tell you guys, the Hobbs and Shaw trailer came out too. The one with Jason Statham and The Rock. The movie coming out with those guys from Fast and Furious. It looks really, really, really great. I get that like Tango and Cash vibe to it that Stallone and Kurt Russell played years ago. So
That was a fun movie. That's where I picked up the phrase "bumping uglies."
Yeah.
From Tango and Cash.
Oh yeah.
Well, seeing as about every fifth and Jason come in sucks, and The Rock, everything sucks, that means potentially could twice as much.
Dave, we need you to move, brother. We need you to get a better spot.
All right, Mark.
All right, let's see who you are now, Dave.
Can you hear me now? Good.
Yes.
Oh, hey.
Perfection.
Yeah. Quarter step to the right. Guess it's got something to do with the way, you know, Saturn's lining up with the damn AT&T tower tonight.
When he was talking about that step to the right, I thought he was going to start breaking into Let's Do the Cyborg again. Or what is it? Time warp again.
Yeah.
There will be no time warping tonight.
All right.
All right, brother, what'd you have? Sorry.
Yeah, okay. Well, I tell you what, looks like Papa Stroh might have caught that polar vortex in the sky for a moment. Dave, what is your state of your union, the state of your star? Tell us.
Oh, man. It's, I don't know if I can actually say it's the state of my union or state of my, it was a thought that came to me, after watching that lackluster Super Bowl this weekend. First off, I don't know if everybody heard, but Janet Jackson's right boob is very upset at Maroon 5's performance. That it just wasn't up to snuff. So, okay, tough room. Nobody got the joke, but it's all good. You like that, huh? The thing is, I'm watching these guys totally tank this Super Bowl halftime thing, which over the years has become more talk than performance. Because back in the day, the Super Bowl halftime show was actually a spectacle and a display of somebody's talent. Now the big thing is, what kind of political message is he's going to send in his performance? I don't care who he voted for. You know, I just want the guy to go out there and perform. And Maroon 5, of course, is not the cornerstone of good music. Nevertheless, they're the only ones that signed up for the gig this year. I really have no idea who the other two nitwits were that they had on there, but I do know they had to censor out three quarters of what they were saying. So here you are going on live TV, Super Bowl halftime show, and you decide to sing / say things that are going to be blurred out because of content. So just stay home if that's all you're going to contribute. Because it did absolutely no good for anybody. And so, you know, I don't know whether Adam Levine pulling his shirt off was scripted or not, but it might have been a save where it's like, holy God, we're tanking this whole thing. Here, let me pull my shirt off. But in the end, what my point is I was actually looking the next day at former Super Bowl halftime acts and, you know, how the class, as I was mentioning, has kind of left the event. Now it's all about people doing something ridiculous to make a point. And as I'm looking at the past performers, I'm going, my God, half of these cats are dead.
So there is some of that going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it started rolling around in my head. I'm thinking, you know what? I bet you in the past 5 years, we have lost some of the best. And, I mean, we're all getting long in the tooth, but some of the most legendary, some of the most talented people that you will ever see in the entertainment industry have left us in the last 5 years for various reasons. So, you know, Dr. John was speaking earlier about people that can't speak about the presidents. It's the same... It's the same batch of people who couldn't tell you five Tom Petty songs. You know what I mean? And but yet I'm sure they know everything about the two guys that got blurted out throughout the halftime show because they chose, you know, obscene content, you know, to carry on about on a live stage. But if you stop and look at all these people that we've lost, and, I mean, the names just roll off your tongue, you know, it's everything from Stan Lee to Prince to, again, Tom Petty, all these guys have left us. And so I guess basically what I was thinking was it's time to embrace it, time to get your arms around it, and when you get a chance to enjoy these people's music or their thing or whatever, you know, take the time to enjoy it because time's running thin and so is the talent. So that's my two cents for this evening. And it's just aggravating, I guess. You know, I understand some of these entertainers don't want to get involved in the Super Bowl thing and all that. And I understand, but I'm almost to the point now where I would just, as a matter of fact, Stroh will remember. You remember when Mick Foley and The Rock, they fought in the Pontiac Dome in Detroit during halftime. The arena was empty. The only two guys in that arena, three, there was a cameraman and The Rock and Mick Foley. And they beat the pulp out of one another for a good 20 minutes. And then the second half of the game started, and it was over with. I'd much rather see one decent wrestling match in that 20 minutes than I would see Moron 5 and company go out there and just totally piss away 25 minutes of my life. So, but... much to what Stroh was saying, I thought Gladys Knight was the best part of the entire experience that evening. And God bless her, and she also sang the greatest song ever written. She sang it correctly and sang it wonderfully. And I thought it was a great tribute to her and to the song itself. So well done.
Yeah,
I mean,
she was good.
She's an absolute legend.
She is. So are the Pips. I got to meet one of the Pips, William Guest. Got to work with him for a little bit. What a nice guy, and just a real class act, good singer, and that whole.
I think there's only one of them left, too, isn't there?
I believe you may be right, Dave. So I don't know.
Yeah, Dave's taking a hit too.
Yeah, it's just a shame. We are losing a lot of people, but we do have some good people coming up. And there's no point in being, we can be a little down on things. But there's no point in being so down because, you know, we do have a lot of good coming up. I guess I'll briefly share my state of the star, and then we can just keep talking. But I mean, I hate to say it, I'm enjoying putting together the Georgia Bigfoot Conference and the Lizard Man Festival and the Tennessee Bigfoot Conference and whatever the event's going to be in Raleigh once we get that decided. I'm enjoying this 2019 and adding a couple more shows, adding Bigfoot and Company with Matt Delp as we're talking about that. I mean, it's a lot of fun. It's great that you can sometimes have a little bit of fun and work and make a living. So that's what I'll say that my state of the star, of the pop culture star is that I'm kind of having a good time doing what I'm doing, and I hope everybody else will. Putting together an event up in the mountains of North Carolina, meeting a lot of new friends, rekindling old friendships. So that's the state of what I got going on, and I think it's important if you can do that and keep moving on and just try to bring a little bit of joy and a little bit of cheer in everybody's life, because if you can't do that, there's no reason for us being here. So that's what I got. And mine's short and sweet, and I'm going to jump on that, Dr. John, if you don't mind.
I want to jump on that, Dr. John, if you don't mind.
Jump on the
events, okay? Because some of them, especially when I was, I'd have more of a pulse on as they're coming up and doing these different things, and you've been kind enough to let me come in and join them and taking care of the family with those events, and
yeah.
Some of them you've asked for more help at than others. Absolutely true. Sit there and it's a good thing. But I tell you, I've told you before that being able to be there, what an amazing, eclectic group of people. You've got artists that are just stinking amazing. And it's not like they're just stuck to one little thing. They may show more of that one little thing that they can do, but they got a myriad of talent. I mean, you've got people like Antler Hill, mind-blowing. Papa Stroh mentioned it earlier, the whole Dust Series crew, and it's not like they're just bringing Dust Series to the table when they're sitting there doing stuff. We've got them busting their butts at these comic cons, showing up in a myriad of odds and ends cosplays, stuff that's rocking people's worlds, and they're running the cosplay portion of the contest. You know, the whole costume contest and all that with everybody that's going on. You've got families of people coming through, and you're watching grandma who might rightfully have a bigger smile than the grandkid that's taking a picture with the Joker. Yeah. You know, it's all these things that are going on there. There are so many little things. You've got a big, you know, it's a particular thing, and then we slide in a completely different style of talent that has merged into the Dust Series with people like Cassie Page. It's just stinking amazing what goes on at these things. And people don't know. It can be just so much fun. And they just look, there's bang for the buck, family entertainment. You can go there and have a blast. And you all know Dr. John and Papa Stroh definitely know my people there in Jacksonville, the Remans, and Nick and Jess and Little Avery. Little Avery coming in, she was sitting on Papa Stroh's table holding court with him. That, and she's sitting down with her girl Chrissy Lessie and talking about the books that she about wiped out the first book. that she picked up at the Jacksonville Con from the inaugural Jacksonville Con. And I got her her second book from Chrissy when we were over, when we were down in Wilmington. It's just to be able to see that kind of stuff, that kind of interaction. People like Bill Blair, just guys in the Guinness Book of World Records, and he's freaking amazingly humble and a real human being and a great example. It's just, these are the kind of people you meet. Authors. See, I already touched on Chrissy. I don't want to leave you out, Dave. The you know how fond I am of Bill Fripp.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and Val, it's just to be able to come in and meet these people, and I'm in such a just unique position to be able to come in and like, hey, can you come give me a hand? Heck yeah. I come in, I do some labor, and none of it's overly, you know, it's not overwhelming by any means. And get to be amongst that much talent and these people. And the biggest thing is you watch all these vendors supporting each other. That's so stinking cool.
Yeah, you won't find that at bigger shows.
It is just so stinking cool. They're, you know, so-and-so did a so-and-so like Tiffany when she was done, Beckley, when she was done doing her body art on the one guy. Next thing you know, a couple booths over, they were using their backdrop for him to do all the photo shoots and stuff. And they're all wound up there. They're also there with their cameras. You're using their spot. The two big guys with the Transformer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, both those guys, they're what? They're like 6'4 each? Good God. Didn't they put on that whole Transformer thing? Oh, good grief. But, I mean, you know, just watch the vendors working with each other. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, Comic-Cons really do bring about a sense of community. Sometimes there's a little bit of drama, but you just have to get over that and all that. I mean, I know sometimes we're all a little guilty of some drama, but we just got to try to keep it to a minimum. So, you know, I think we've got some pretty good states of our stars here, pop culture stars. When the Queen of Sparkle, Liz Brackett, gets back, we'll get her to give us her state of the star. I know she's got a 12th year anniversary, so that's a great thing.
Yeah, hey, how cool is that, guys?
Yeah, big congratulations to her.
Yeah, hey, girls, big hugs.
You know, it's real funny.
Absolutely.
I heard a statement about marriage that came from a gangster. He said, well, in a way, you got to be married just to let people know that you're not so horrible that someone could actually live with you for 20 years. I heard
that's a whole different take than when I've come out of marriage. I've always said marriage is very much like Jeff, you know, Goldblum's comment in the Jurassic Park 2. Oh, yeah, at first it's all oohs and ahs, and then it's running and screaming.
Yeah,
just saying.
That's true.
just saying.
Well, yeah. Well, I want to thank our pop culture stars tonight for their take on their state of the star. And we got some great guests that we're looking to get lined up starting next week. And so I think it'll be kind of a neat thing. And so I just want to say thanks. It's Dr. John saying thank you. Todd, do you have a plug you'd like to make?
I'm going to plug my nephews. They are going through a challenging time in their life. And I'm watching them do what they can to handle things. So, in order, Zach, Jeremy, and Anthony, I'm proud as hell of you guys. Love you. Big hugs.
Well, that's a great one, Todd, and I'm sure they appreciate that. Well, Dave, what do you have to plug?
Oh, man.
I just want to plug, I guess, hard way of kind of corralling it, but new opportunities. Some things are kind of turning around for us here, the At-Will residents and everything. And hopefully over the next 3 weeks, I'll be having some very, very good news, and we'll be able to get back on track. And when it comes down to the happiness side of things, you know, we got the financial thing wrestled down. Now we're looking to get the happiness thing wrestled down. And just looking forward to it. You know, and sometimes when you have a couple moments to think about things, and I look, you know, over the last 5 years, I went from getting laid off unexpectedly to writing 3 books and getting on with one dead-end company, getting off of one, and getting on with another company that started circling the drain soon thereafter, but yet here I still am. And, you know, I could actually see the light at the end of the tunnel. So looking forward to having all that. But, you know, despite all the bumps and the potholes and the air pockets we've hit in the last 5 years, here as a family,
man,
and everything.
Dave, you're full of air pockets. I know that.
Oh, plenty of them. And they're all hot, right? But in the end, man, I have amassed such a fantastic, and going back to what Todd was saying about these cons, you know, the con family, we talk about all the time. It's an amazing bunch of people who do a little bit of everything. And some guys do a little bit of this, some guys do a little bit of that. And whether you're folding tables, which, I mean, how many times have we seen, I mean, we've seen Josh folding tables, we've seen Todd folding tables, we've seen, you know, Stroh and Dr. John and myself folding tables. Every person who's ever picked up a chair and carried it to the other side of the room, along with, you know, the talented folks, the artists, the actors, the, you know, the movie producers, the authors, you name it. It's a great little family that I never would have gotten had it not been for all that bumpy bit of road. So, just looking forward to some bright futures and everything. And, I guess in the end, the plug would be just don't lose, don't check out on it. The seas will be rough, and that's the only way you'll learn to be a decent sailor is if you're on the rough seas. But, calmer seas lie ahead. You just got to hold on to the wheel and keep getting it. And I think 2019 is really going to be a great year. I just don't want to put the kiss of death on it and say it is. So that's my plug.
Thanks. I believe 2019 is going to be a great year. I guess what I'll plug, golly, I'm getting a deja vu moment. I am truly getting a deja vu moment here. What I want to plug is tomorrow night at 9 p.m., WCW Retro with Papa Stroh. Right here on VSC Nation, like we are tonight. At 11 o'clock p.m., we have got special Scary Cast. We have got Tony Filosi and Jennifer McDaniels from Harlan, Kentucky. They've got a wonderful cultural conference up there coming up May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. And I will be one of the speakers talking about lights in the sky and the Brown Mountain lights and the Marfa lights. Matthew Delf will be talking about Bigfoot. We'll have and the Ohio Night Stalkers will be there, so that'll be a lot of fun. And then a shameless plug. Oh yeah, Todd, you ought to come to that because Harlan's not that far from Indianapolis, so you ought to drop on by if you're around. So I'll give you more information on that. And shameless plug for the Bigfoot column, which is now carried by the Gray News. It's a nice online newspaper from Raleigh/Zebulon, North Carolina. First installment came out today, and the next one will come out in 2 weeks. The Bigfoot Column, written by Dr. John. Got to do something to keep myself off the streets and out of trouble. So that and my podcast.
Congratulations.
And my Comic-Con. Hell yeah, it's a lot of fun, so I'm looking forward to it. So anyway, I want to thank our pop culture stars for tonight for being here, and we will see you, gentlemen, and hopefully Liz, next week on the one and only The Pop Culture Stars. Night, all.
Night, all. Big night, fellas. You guys take
Bye.
Care.
Bye.